This is Cynthia, bringing you Citizen Z on Jamet.fm. On the show, myself and my lovely guests that I'll be bringing from time to time would be sharing with you on our cultural heritage as Africans. The good, the bad, and the not so great. So, if you, like me, and other members of my generation have had your Africanness or the lack of it questioned, then this show is for you. Welcome to this week's edition of Citizen Z. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Citizen Z, with Cynthia Omo. On this episode, I have something really exciting and really educating to talk about. And in very, very simple terms, I'll be talking about books. Yes. And more specifically, audiobooks as against hardcover books. Now, one of the things that inspired this topic was a conversation with a friend of mine. And she was asking for a particular book. And then she said, you don't have e-copy, send me the e-copy, you know, and somebody else was there, and the person was like, why would you be reading e-copy of book? Like, you're downgrading the book, and, you know, it just sort of sparked up a debate, and I was like, oh, wow, I definitely have to do a podcast about this, because apparently it is an issue, and more proof to this fact is the fact that I have with me in the studio today two really amazing persons who, just like those my friends, have different opinions on books. Audio or ebooks, if I may, sorry, ebooks or hardcovers. Don't ask me what I'm a fan of, please. Do not. I'm not going to be, this is not about me. I want to hear what they think. And eventually, after you listen, I want to hear what you think. So, I'm going to be very quickly introduced to really, really amazing people I have with me in the studio today. Ladies first, that's what they say. So, yes, guys, I have a lady on the show today. What? Okay, I have the beautiful Damola, but then I'm not going to try to introduce. I'm going to let her introduce herself so that I will not in any way belittle the awesomeness that is Damola. May we know you, ma.
Good day to you. This is Akirindo Damola Christina.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to be on Citizen Z.
Yes. I just know you. What do you do?
I'm a caterer. I make to food and beverage services and production.
Oh my god.
I manage events. And I work for a fast food. Like,
Wow. I have a money bag in the house, guys. So like after this show, if you see me on the road, don't see.
Oh my
honor
god.
Honor me because I know money people.
Okay. That was more about me.
Thank you. Now, to the man, the legend, the myth, or how is it that Suki says it? Gosh, I will never be able to do it like Suki does. But I have also with me in the studio today, Adegbuyega. I like to call him Yeggs. And Yeggs and I have been friends for about 9 years, I think. Okay, but let's meet him. Please introduce yourself to the citizens.
Democracy. All right, I'm Gwega, the MBC Lico. I'm a lawyer. I write and I drink water and I mind my business.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. I write, I drink water
and I mind my business. Wow. Interesting.
Okay, guys. So I remember having individual conversations with both of you, and that was why I decided you were the ones I was going to have on the show. I were talking about books. And I'm not going to tell people who likes what. Yeah, they're going to have to introduce. You're going to have to tell people by yourself. But I would start by asking, reading. I've met a number of people who find reading very boring. I mean, I've met people who read purely for academic purposes. They're not reading school book that they're reading to pass exam. Please, no books. It's a no book zone.
It could be.
So you, I'm supposed to assume that you guys like books.
Like is an understatement for me. Hello, books.
Wow. Oh, this is, I read because I read, you know. I don't have to be having an exam. I read. I love books. It does not like books. Love Boyega, please. I mean, you love books too.
Well, would I call it love? I'll call it definite. Yeah, love would be like, yeah, I'll call it love too, in a sense, because I think if you can't do without it, if you've learned to live life with it all and it's become a necessary appendage to you, I would say it's love too. It's a love affair when there's definitely a book, always a book on your bed.
Wow.
I think it's a love affair.
Wow,
so.
Can't live without it. Wait, you guys heard, there's always a book on your bed. It's already hinting.
So the kind there's of a love affair.
Book lover, yeah. That is love affair.
So I believe it's not ending anytime soon. So
definitely a lover of books. Okay. And not for academic purposes, just because you love books. Okay, so as Gbega already hinted, there's always a book on your bed. So I take it you're a hardcover guy.
Yes.
And you? I love ebooks. I love ebooks. It's not as if I don't like hardcover, but I really love ebooks.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw the obvious question. Why? Why do you love the kind of books that you love? You want to go first? Yeah.
Okay. I love ebooks because of the ease of reading.
Uh-huh.
I could actually pick up a book anywhere, any day, anytime, and I'm good to go. I'm digesting it, accumulating knowledge to myself.
Anywhere.
I could be on duty, like, I could probably be baking, and I'm reading. That's to do with audio.
Yeah, the audiobooks, yeah.
I could actually be baking, and I'm as well reading. And if there's need for me to jot, my phone is near me, I can actually jot. Even if I want to jot and I need to record, I can just press my record button and I will record. At long run, I can actually go back to it, actually write it down in my
journal.
Journal
later. See. You. Why am I convincing you? Because I mean, if this was a convince me pitch, I'm already tilting towards the...
All right, I'll show you why the 10 million naira grant should come to my side of the table.
Okay.
So, like, there are many things that I would call, well, in a fast-paced generation. So, but there are certain things that I feel that they are entirely immersive. Reading is one of them. Reading is an entirely immersive activity.
Okay.
It's one that requires and demands every ounce of attention that you have to give to it.
Reading?
Yes.
Every time?
I believe so. If it's going to be done, it better be done properly. It better be done immersively. It better be done with all your... Because why are you reading? Are you
focus and attention?
Yeah, yes.
You think like, so?
So she can't bake and read.
Well, that's exactly what she's doing: baking and reading.
Okay.
There's the argument for your many things you're doing at the same time, and mm-hmm. so. But I have the argument for if you're doing one thing, I dare say that the person who gives himself more to reading at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who gives himself to baking, as you would, and listening to the audiobook, you would have... It would be like a story told a child while he's asleep, while he's falling off to sleep. You wake up remembering just fragments of that story. And when you go to school, okay, tortoise, did he climb the tree? No, he couldn't have climbed. But if you read, if your senses were engaged...
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give a quick example. Why did the Nigerian mothers tell you to turn down the volume on the TV just so that they could smell the cooking? What? Yes, mom never did
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm going to confess that I can relate to that. Sometimes when I'm driving and I want to make a turn, I have to turn down the volume on the radio so that I can see well.
Wow.
It's about sensory overload.
Yeah.
It's sensory overload. It's okay. It's more about... You would think they didn't know what they were doing. Sound, smell.
Smell, yeah.
Excuse me, what was happening here?
What's the relation?
But it's about sensory overload. I had a friend who was visually impaired from secondary school. That visual impairment meant every other sense was sharp. You couldn't come to their corner and they wouldn't know. They could smell you. Say, boy, your guy is coming. They could tell you. You touch them and by your hand, they know. Every other sense was sharpened by virtue of the visual. Every other thing... It's like maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a science part to it. The nutrients that could have gone to the eyes went and to the other senses, and those mm-hmm. other senses were very active.
Wow.
So for me, it's a if I'm doing this, I'm doing this. If I'm reading, my eyes are here, my senses are all into interpreting mm-hmm. what my eyes are looking at.
But there are people who are really great at multitasking. Really, like really
That's
great
the point
at
I was
it.
Actually going to make. In this part of the world where we are, you cannot give your full attention, except you're reading to study for a particular course. You cannot give your full attention to saying you want to pick up an hardcover book. E-book is very durable. Do you get the point?
It's online.
It's very durable. You can be moving on a train and you're reading as well.
All right.
And you don't want to give everybody around you attention that you're actually reading. Oh, this is a serious type. She loves reading. He loves reading.
You don't
want to give everybody attention.
Who cares?
People actually cares.
But then there's also the fact of caring for your books. If you take a 1,000-page book on a trip to read, chances are you would tear it. It's a loss. I mean...
Okay,
I wouldn't be taking other page book on a trip.
What would you do? this thing Greg, I just reminded me of a movie I saw. Was it a movie or something? That there was a guy who used to cut his books into parts to read. So like if it's a 1,000-page book, he cut it into 300, 400. And, people were so mad at him, like, how dare you do that to books? Why would you cut books? And so it was like, to him, he's honoring the book, like, if he takes it around, this book will spoil. So better to take it in smaller volumes. Why not just have the e-version?
Okay, go ahead. I'll take for example. One of the reasons why I actually swipe from a hardcover book to an e-book is because I lose book a lot. I love books so much that I don't want to lose one. Ella can testify. I love my library. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm losing the book, what is the use? Someone come and I'm like, okay, this person wants to add value to his or her life. She wants it or she wants this book. Okay, let me give it out. And then I'm not getting it back in return. But then if I buy a book online, it's there.
It's there forever.
Like forever. Do you get?
Yes.
It's there forever.
There's the argument.
I don't lose my book.
Yeah.
There's nobody the argument tears it. But how about we hold you to be more responsible about your books?
I can be responsible for my book, but the people actually give it out. Can I actually be responsible
for it? Can
they
be responsible as
well? And I don't want to selfish. I want to actually give out.
Well, your responsibility is it boils down to how well you are able to hold them also responsible.
It still boils down on you. Wow.
It still cuts on you. So.
Okay, I'm just going to throw in this very, very random question. At what point did you, because both of you established the fact that you loved reading and it was more than just a hobby for you. For you, you said it was like a necessity, a part of you, a love affair, as you described it. And you said that you love books. So at what point in time did you ever really notice that you loved reading? When did it hit you? Or was it just a thing that you just did as a child? It just happened, it just grew on you? Wega,
all right, I think for me, it's, I wasn't much of an outgoing child, so. And of course, my parents.
Well, there's someone get inside.
You have cancer
too. My mom is actually not go outside.
So, I think my parents filled that void mm-hmm. with books.
Oh.
So, rather than go out and do what we can't account for, we'd rather you stay inside and read books. So, I got a free pass to their rooms to read their rooms, get their books, and there are times I would think, we did a smooth operation. I just went in, took those books, and he didn't notice. You forgot a cup there.
And they know.
Because it's actually an exercise. You go through drawers and cabinets and look for maybe like 5 at a time and find out, replace the last ones you took. So somehow it's all balanced. You know? But
okay, so if it wasn't imposed on you, let me not use the word imposed, but if you were not... if you didn't have a choice, like if you were allowed to go and play outside, if you were not allowed to get inside, do you think that reading is something you would have picked up on at some point in time?
I think it would have come in at some point.
So it's much more than just something your parents put into you.
It should have come in at some point. Because at a point, you begin to separate what you were taught and what you really are. Then you realize that it's like... At some point, your parts, you know, like a GPS, you get lost. It reroutes you.
Yeah.
Somehow you get back on track. It might take you longer, but you still get back on that track at some point.
So, was definitely always going to be so a lover, always loving going book to... for you. Yeah.
Okay, loving book go way back primary school. No, secondary school, primary school.
Okay.
I realized, like every normal student in my class, they want to read this literature text or storybook.
Raleigh the sugar girl.
But I don't like literature text and storybook.
You don't like sugar for girl. Me. You don't like chicken and the...
I love it. But you have to like it. I wanted more.
Mis amours.
Well, this is the more that you wanted. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. No. I want books that is very big.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was enough of that when I was growing up.
There was a cut.
There really was a cut.
So from primary school days, I usually read novels, big novels though. Because okay. If I pick up a storybook in the blink of an eye, I'm already through it. So I feel I need something that is going to take more of my
time. So I'm that way with movies. I'm more of a... see a series than just see a one-off movie. I want the character to develop, you know, long. Let's watch it over. Let it be long. I'm that way. Movies. People should not be thinking I don't like. Because I'm talking about movie, I'm talking about books now, and I'm relating it to movie. People should not come and be thinking this is that. Okay, I'm just going to ask because I'm curious. What kind of books do you read? What kind of books do you like? Jern. You established that there was a time when it was about the big novels.
That
for
was
you.
Back then.
So now, are you more of a academic books or books that relate to cooking?
I should not lie. Okay. I really don't like academics book.
See, my sister, there's nothing to be ashamed in it. You are not alone in this room. There's somebody, I don't know who, but there's someone in this room that's like you.
I read to pass exams, honestly.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
But then
read, write, delete. Read, write, delete.
I read, la copy. La memorize, la delete.
So, what is his name?
Is a
La Crème, la Paul, la
delete. Thank you, Jare.
You send me your
La Crème, la Paul, la delete.
Send you our CV, our
No. See, we need to get your transcript for to me. Let me see.
So I can tell because I know that Abega is a reader.
You
it's not just like so
let the reader speak the read. Oh, yes.
You have been deceived.
Jern. So you're not an academic book.
Yeah,
person,
I love personal development, leadership,
mm-hmm.
book on food and drinks.
Yum.
Because I just have to do it. It's like a passion for me, so I have to read on it.
Yeah, totally.
But what? I really hammer on the personal development and leadership.
Nice. You?
Come and lead me.
Lead you where?
Anyway.
I need you to show this.
It's your own.
Yeah, the one leading us.
What genre of books do you like?
Well, it started out as just everyday fiction.
Mm-hmm.
The normal stories and all of that, and I guess I'm still partial to storytelling.
Okay.
I believe that's a better way to reach people. Art facts at some point begin to get boring.
Yeah.
When if you cannot tell a story around it, it begins to become very, very monotonous.
Yeah.
So I'm very partial to, even if you're getting across the story about how the dollar, how the devaluation of the naira, tell a story around it. It's better that way. You capture more readers
that way. Yeah.
That's why sales nowadays, they focus more on emotions.
Yeah.
They try to get at your emotions. If you can't get a story around it, you're not likely to get, they say, oh, wow, that's why there are many clickbaits. They'll just tell you, somebody's on because you know, people would not read it because there's no story around it.
Yeah.
So I began with stories then. And of course, I'm still very partial to that. Then it began to morph into histories, autobiographies, all still around stories.
Okay.
Autobiographies, I prefer to read autobiographies. I think it just distills all the hard facts. Tell me, okay, Bill Gates did this. Huh? Autobiography.
Say that he did it,
okay, let me see the circumstances around it.
Yeah.
All right, I prefer that. And I like history. And those are actually my favorite form of movies too. Histories.
Yeah.
Historical movies, the ones that are real, not the one that you just... And of course, if it's imaginative work of history, not bad. There's a genre of alternative history. People that write books that imagining how history would have been if this happened. It's a old genre of his own, and I like it. But then I'm safer in the things that really happened, so I can actually take it to real conversations. Like I'll go tell you whatever happened.
Okay, so I'm going to now bring this home, try to relate what we're talking about to the entire idea of my podcast, Citizen Z, and I'm going to ask: do you think that the idea of ebooks, the fact that we can have a heavy 1,000-page book fit into a 3MB-sized ebook, do you think that it in any way relates to us living the old ways? Like, we are all getting, because we tend to have adults who, people of the old generation, let me not say adults, we all are adults, people of the old generation who think that we have lost our ways, we are so wayward, there's nothing about the old pathways that we follow, you know. So do you think that the idea of preferring ebooks, because I'm going to be honest, that maybe I haven't made this clear from the beginning of the podcast, I'm definitely all for the ebook. I mean, why can't
The ref is by us. Cut.
That's why I waited till now. What is it? And be gone. Why carry load around when? But then there are certain books that I feel like are very, very, very valuable. And you know, okay, I don't know if this sounds weird, there are some books that I respect, and I just feel like even if I have an e-copy of it, I will still end up going to buy a hardcover. TD Jakes for you. You still go and buy. Yeah, so there are certain books like that for me.
So yeah, it's on the page.
That respects.
Okay, so do you think that we are in any way living the old ways when we decide let's just go e? I mean, why do I have to carry a book around when I can just have it on my phone? I feel like I want to hear Omega things, because I remember a conversation with you where you were talking about books. How will you know read book? Like the smell of you. I want to hear from your mouth. I think that the citizens, listeners, wants to hear it from you. Say it. Let's hit us.
All right. The argument for the old days is not a perfect argument. It's not an all-round argument. It's an argument in at best 2D, and there's 3D, there's 4D, and there's 7D, and there's even 8D sound now on YouTube.
Yeah.
Amazing separation of sound from ear to ear. So I believe it's an, if we're really going by the old rules, okay, you might as well do papyrus.
What are those?
Papyrus. Those old
typewriter
scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
Old scrolls where you use a quill of and dip in. And all of that. Everything has to change. But yeah, I'm more of the guy that would say that you must be the best of both worlds. Yeah, I'm here for, and I'll take hard copy books over ebooks most of the time, because I like to mark it. I like to put things down. I like that. There's a book of mine I bought, and I wrote on it something distinctive. So if a son or daughter of mine picks up that book, they will know what point in my life I was when I wrote that.
Yeah, in that book.
I wrote something about you can always tell when a man is fighting the darkness in himself. Anyone, and you can know those that have made peace with their darkness. That there's always a difference between both, between a person who acknowledges the darkness and fights it, and one who just makes peace and just roll over me. So if any person who comes to know me takes that book, he might understand my journey. Or even if he doesn't, if he still has access to me, he could tell me, what did you mean by this?
Yeah,
there are markers. Yes, there are markers on ebooks, but I believe if you want to journey with me and put a point A and B on a graph of how my life was, you would see it on the books I read. It's not likely you would see that on an e-copy.
Yeah.
And like I said, the best of both worlds. I would like to have my feet planted on both sides, not straddling the fence, so to speak, but I rather call it middle of the road, whereby I'm not excessively given to one and to the other, unable to change. But I would say, yeah, but of course, like I'm partial more to the hard copy, but I'm open to change. I'm open to change. Maybe you have to cut that one out.
No, I feel like I'm going to leave it there. I have a feeling.
Hey, no, come and carry me. Help me. But like I said, if you want to plot a graph, that's my point here. If you want to, like every book I read, there's a mark. There's something. I sent her some write-up. She was saying, I must read it and the show. Maybe I'll read it later if there's still time.
No, you should.
Maybe I'll read it later. But okay. The point is you could accurately see my journey from a hard copy book than you would an ebook. And I believe that's the point. If I'm writing, I believe I'm pouring my essence into a book. And somehow I feel that essence is lost in being translated to an e-copy. I feel like I'm giving every breath of mine. It's my special form of immortality, of staying alive even when I'm dead.
So reading for you is not just the taking. There's also a giving part, because you're feeling and then you're sharing on that book.
That book on itself attains value for me. It attains value.
It becomes one of those books you can take to the museum and say, read by Adigwiga. You know, and then they'll not write so book read and reviewed by Share in the Journey of Boyega as he read this book. Why so deep?
Okay.
So, do you think that it has anything to do with living our old ways? Or, I mean, it's just fine. Times have changed. Come on, guys.
Boyega has said so much. Like, so much.
That's what starts when you're about to give somebody a knockout. I've said too much.
Boyega, chill. Okay, but I don't actually believe that we're actually living our old ways. There should be a balance between the two. As the world is revolving, you have to revolve with it. So there's nothing like we're living our traditional way just for the modern society. Just because we want to revolve around the modern society. That's where balance comes in. We have to strike a balance. We have to know that this is the right track and this is the wrong track. And there should be a balance in between.
Do you think there's a wrong track? I don't think this boils to matters of right, wrong. I think it just boils to matters of
preference,
of personal preference.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to impose my hard copy on you.
Our mother does not actually think so.
She has a point.
Okay.
Because how do you convince your mom that you are reading on phone?
They will tell you that you are being distracted. There are so many reasons my mother will tell you that, why would you pick up a phone to be reading when you can actually pick up a hardcover to actually read?
She does have a point. To them, it now becomes a question of wrong or right. They just feel like it's just wrong to be saying you're reading
once
on the phone.
They just feel that you're actually deviating. They feel you're doing the wrong thing. Alrighty. To them.
Can I throw a question across to you?
I'm listening.
You pick up your phone. You want to read. And can you tell me that you can do an hour or two without putting on your data?
Absolutely, yes.
Can you do that?
I'm a disciplined person, actually. That's what I'm saying. Depend on you. I'm disciplined.
She reads self-development and leadership book. Put some respect on
that. She's the exception to the general rule.
Oh, shit. What do you mean? I can do it too. Try what to read.
Self-discipline. So you have to discipline yourself. This is the time you are given to reading. So you should not go on social media. It should not be on Twitter, on WhatsApp.
Like I said, you're the exception to general rule. General rule is most people, you hold your phone, you want to read on your phone. Good. But then you're thinking, hey, I just sent Laolu a message. Perhaps he has responded. Prem.
A lot of my friends complain that I don't actually respond to chat on time. Most of the time, my friends tell me I'm always online. Yes, I'm always online. But there are times when I attribute to certain things. So if I'm not responding to you, I'm doing something else. Don't stress.
I'm online but not available.
Yeah.
That's it.
Shit. Okay, guys. This has been fun. It has been super fun. I've had lots of fun. And I'm finding myself almost wanting to be like Boyega and start buying books and start pouring myself into it. So that my child will read it and I say, okay, so when mommy read this book, when was feeling this certain way?
She's not too married.
I like Boyega's idea of the whole thing.
Pour yourself into the book. It's not just that was taking give to. Oh wow!
The idea of having to give back to certain things that occurred to me. But I love I love marking my books. I love marking my book. I love writing out the highlights I get whenever I read a particular page.
Yeah, you mentioned that at the beginning of the show. You're saying sometimes you just record. Or just write it down on your phone so you can translate to your
journal. My fear is losing my book most time. It hurts me so much when I lose my book. And I pour so much into that book before I lose it. So
for everybody who has taken a book from Damola that did not return it, oh my God.
I'm going to read Ameta today.
I'm going to read Ameta on your Okay, guys. Thank you so much. And as much as I want to keep this going, we have to bring it to a wrap. But before we go, Boyega wrote a piece about books. And I would like us to just round up this episode with Ogweka just reading out his piece for us.
Anticipate.
Drum roll.
All right. So, of course, you know where I stand. So, of course, I'm not attempting to help Damola's standpoint, you know.
Fine. I used to
mind.
Oh, well, yeah, I already messaged some guys. Yeah, we'll link you outside the for daring to stand against.
Wow.
We are not afraid.
In this song, we'll lose Lagos. I've gotten some of my boys. They are waiting.
Watch out.
Okay. I'm not watching out. You should be the one watching
you see
out.
See that we watch out because the shock will shock the shocker.
Vega.
All right.
Diabook.
Okay. I must find. All right. No title. You can go and title it yourself. Alright, in books I found immortality. Beyond the words it shows, beyond the story told or the idea imparted, I follow the life of each reader. The faint smell of leaves, stews and condiments tell when mother, swallowed up by its contents, read while she stirred dinner. A yet distinctive mark tells where father stained it while eating his favorite, torn between which he enjoyed more, the food or the book. Father is yet alive, so you know who he chose. Winks. By books, a map is drawn. Strength is forged. Journeys are shortened. All by books.
Well,
wow. Like,
well,
wow.
That hits me. Like, it touched something in my soul.
Oh, guess me, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I felt that in my spirit.
I'm so emotional.
Why is spinal cord?
All right then, thank you so much for sharing that wonderful piece with us, Gwega. Guys, citizens, there you have it. I told you that I brought really amazing people for you, and I wasn't joking about it. So thank you so much, guys, for being on the show with me. I am very sure that, like the listeners, I'm very sure that I had fun, and I'm sure that the listeners did too. So guys, you know what to do. Like, leave a comment, share, subscribe. Boyga just said send your account details. I don't know. So please, I'm going to give you his number. Please text your account details to him. Yes, he has gifts for you, people. He's amazing like that. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of Citizen Z. I cannot wait to hear from you on what you think about this episode. I cannot wait to hear from you about what you think about all of my other episodes. So like, share, leave a comment. So till I come your way. Yeah, totally subscribe. Do that. So till I come your way again next week, take care. Bye-bye.
Do leave a comment on any of our social media platforms at jamit.fm. Do not forget to use the hashtag CitizenZ. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on the show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, leave a review over on iTunes. Thank you. I'm still your host, Cynthia Omo from jamit.fm. Bye-bye.
Citizen Z is produced by Cynthia Omo and Aiko Rizu. This episode was edited and mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizu. Citizen Z is a production of Jamit Media.